Acts chapter 15. Some men came down from Judea and began to teach the brothers, "Unless you are circumcised according to the law handed down by Moses, you cannot be saved." Because this brought about a serious argument and debate between Paul and Barnabas and these men, they appointed Paul and Barnabas and some other men from the church to go up to Jerusalem to see the apostles and the elders concerning this controversy. After they were sent on their way by the church, and as they passed through both Phoenicia and Samaria, they described in detail the conversion of the Gentiles and brought great joy to all the brothers. When they arrived at Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church, the apostles, and the elders, and they reported everything God had done through them. But some of the believers from the party of the Pharisees stood up and said, "It is necessary to circumcise the Gentiles and to command them to keep the law of Moses." The apostles and elders gathered together to look into this matter. After there had been much discussion, Peter stood up and said to them, "Gentlemen, brothers, you know that some time ago God made a choice among you, that through my mouth the Gentiles would hear the message of the gospel and believe. God, who knows the heart, testified on their behalf by giving them the Holy Spirit, exactly as he gave him to us. He also showed that there is no distinction between us and them, cleansing their hearts by faith. Now then, why are you testing God by putting on the necks of the disciples a yoke, which neither our fathers nor we have been able to bear? On the contrary, we believe that we are saved in the same way they are, through the grace of our Lord Jesus." The whole assembly fell silent and listened to Barnabas and Paul, who reported all the signs and wonders God had done among the Gentiles through them.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.